Leading the news this morning, former Treasurer Peter Costello has lashed out at the way the federal government appointed David Gonski as the new chair of the Future Fund. Mr. Costello claims the reputation of the fund has been damaged because Mr. Gonski was originally asked to recommend a replacement. The latest research into the retail sector reveals that 118,000 jobs will be lost over the next 3 years. Retailers say many losses will result from increasing online sales. They want the government to shut down a GST exemption for imported goods bought online up to the value of $1,000. The long-awaited report into last year's Queensland floods will be released today. The inquiry reopened last November after allegations it was misled over the operation of Brisbane's key Wivenhoe Dam. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has called for international troops to move out of remote areas and return to their bases. His comments follow the killing of 16 civilians by a US soldier on Sunday. The Taliban has suspended peace talks with the US, blaming a shaky, erratic and vague US position. And some of the grieving relatives of the 22 children killed in a Swiss bus crash have visited the site of the accident. 28 people died, 21 of them children from Belgium, when their bus crashed as they were returning from a skiing holiday. Some of the 24 children injured have begun to leave hospital.